The roll call, Elijah, if you can call the roll, please.
Chairperson Vasquez.
Here.
Committee member Lauber.
Here.
Committee member Frederick.
Here.
Committee member Flanagan. Committee member Manning.
Here.
Committee member Miro.
Here.
Committee member Kwan.
Okay, she is currently, will be calling in. So Elijah, if you see her, you can just acknowledge that she's here for the record. Okay, I don't see anybody, at least in Zoom, from the public comment section. I don't know, is there anybody over there where you're at in the community room?
We have no members of the public here.
Okay, and then did you receive any comments, written comments?
No written comments.
Okay, all right then, let's go. Okay, then the next item would be the approval of the meeting minutes for our last meeting on June the 8th for 2022. I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I see Deborah a second. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Elijah, if you want to call the roll.
Committee member Lauber.
Yes.
Committee member Frederick.
Yes.
Committee member Flanagan.
Yes.
Committee member Manning.
Yes.
Committee member Murrell.
Yes.
Committee member Kwan. Chairperson Vasquez.
Yes. Okay. And then takes us to the next agenda item. And so Lydia, do you have any updates on the dementia-friendly River Forest?
I do not, other than that we've been contacted by Betsy Kelly for Coffee Mondays coming up. Okay. So she wants us to do something on dementia-friendly just to remind the community and keep everybody informed of what's happening. Also, she would like us to share, when we're ready, some of our findings from this. Oh. So I thought we could do kind of a dual presentation. Sure. So that won't happen until November, but she is invites out now for the planning.
Okay. And regarding any age-friendly and community collaborative, we didn't meet since our last meeting, so there's nothing to report. Although, similarly with Lydia, I received an email from Pam Mon of the Oak Park Township, and she also was asked for, she must have heard about our study and our report coming out soon. So she also asked if we can share the report with her, and you know, it's about going to be public document anyway. So I said, sure. I told her we were still working on it and drafting it. So, but once it's complete, we'll share it with her and then Betsy. And obviously it's going to go out to the public anyway. So, so we can do that. So, okay. Other than that, that's about it for that. Then it takes us to old business. And first item on old business is our continued discussion on the results of the survey. I know, Dan, you worked hard from the last meeting and you sent us an update on that as well. So I don't know if you wanna talk about it a little bit or what, you know, what your feedback, or if you're looking for something in the committee just to talk about, or are you just sharing in terms of a revision and update?
All that was putting together the data in a form that will eventually be publishable.
Okay.
I didn't include, however, the essay answers.
Okay.
Or short essay answers. Because I don't know if we want to publish them or not. If we do, I'd need, I assume Elijah has them in Word, so they could be properly formatted for whatever sort of formatting we choose for the final report.
Okay. Dan, are you referring to the sections where people were allowed to add comments, written comments? Yeah.
Yeah. The lengthy essays that they gave us.
Yes. Okay. All right.
And otherwise, one of the, if anybody finds any typos, please let me know. I did.
Sure.
On the spreadsheet, I had a worksheet proofing where I added up the totals in each row. And I did find about three or four where they ended up right because I had typos, but otherwise I think they're all correct now. But if you find a typo, let me know.
Okay.
We had talked about trying to do some sort of quantitative or qualitative analysis on the narratives. Lydia, did you address that at all or no?
I didn't do the qualitative analysis on the written comments. I have started to draft and put together the guts of the report. So my thought is we could code those. I don't know how much sense they would make to code, given that they were just spaces where people elaborated, right, on the quantitative questions. We didn't ask open-ended questions. I'm wondering if we start to look at the findings and look at the themes that we want to put forth for the recommendations for crafting the actual age-friendly action plan for the village, then maybe those responses can be examples of the points we're trying to make.
Let me ask you if you think, because I went and reviewed them again, and I thought that in a way they're really kind of skewed. They're very one-off opinion on this, and that can taint our overall finding because it isn't representative of a population, and it's not, you wouldn't include something like that and then let people represent it as, oh, this was what we found out. Here's a common theme. You know what I mean? Like, no, it wasn't. That was a comment that one person made in a narrative question. It was not a theme. We have to be really careful with that data and with that information and how it's represented or presented, because I think I wouldn't just publish it. The context, the fact that it's not in keeping with any analytical it's not representative of any proper study in that respect. These are comments regarding specifics, and they're also, in some respects, I think, again, very skewed comments, very, you know, on the curve, they're going to be outlier comments. That's my opinion.
Did you find any common themes through those comments at all?
That's what the coding would do. I didn't start to code, so no, I did not.
I think another way we could look at it, because you're exactly what you're saying, Jim, quantitative and qualitative are two different things. And so if you look at it, that part of what might come out as part of an action plan would be to hold focus groups, if that happens. I don't know if that could happen or not. And in those ways, that could prompt some questions that could be asked, because it extends a theme that we might have found quantitatively. You know, you can't make any judgments of it being representative, but you can say that it's an area to pursue because one person raised it and it seems to fit with some other things that bore themselves out quantitatively. But that's about all you can do, is to say it's a pointer, right, for a larger qualitative
for further study.
Examination. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'd like to acknowledge that committee member Kwan.
Oh, is on the phone?
Entered the meeting at 6:12.
Okay. And she's, Helen, you're connecting by phone, correct? Your last number is 4 digits, is 2721. Is that correct?
She's muted.
Okay. I think, Helen, you can press *6 to unmute. Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, thanks, Red. And I want to remind you, Red, that I was a week early, remember?
No, in fact, I did acknowledge that to everybody before Jim. I told her you get extra points because actually she signed in a week ago thinking that the meeting was last Wednesday. So she thought she was late, and I told her, you're actually very early. So, yeah, so I gave you credit.
Thanks for your understanding. Thanks, Red.
Okay. So now I didn't want to cut off the conversation about the comments. So do we I know people are giving opinions what we should do or not do. Should we include them in any way? Or I didn't know how we left it. I don't mean to cut off the conversation, but I just want to see what people think.
I would think that if we might want to include them in the interest of transparency, but they'd have to be have a preface to them making it clear these are, you know, comments people added. They are not necessarily representative of the full group. I'm not quite sure what we'd want to do if we wanted to include them. I don't think we should include them.
I don't think they should. I think you've got people who are going to be reacting to results from a quantitative study in the mindset of it's generalizable, and adding anything else that isn't generalizable really mucks that up.
Okay, but we have to, they have to be available to the public if someone requests them. They should not have to go through a FOIA request to get them.
No.
Okay. Well, that's fair. But and Dan, are you suggesting, well, first of all, we do have all the results, right? We scan them in, Elijah, right? So we have a PDF of all of them, all the survey results
from individuals. And I did send it to the committee members.
Okay.
So they should have all the information.
Okay, no, and that's all right. So we do have that. So I'm going back to Dan. So Dan, are you suggesting, well, we do have it, that can be made available to if people want it, but I'm not sure if that's what you meant.
Yeah, if someone wants to see those, they should be able to do it without having to file a Freedom of Information request.
Sure. No, and we don't formally do it that way. So Dan, if someone says, hey, do you have a copy of them? Yeah, we can give them out. We don't have to be that formal about it in terms of that.
Be surprised at the things the village has made you fill out Freedom of Information requests for that you would think would be something you wouldn't have to do that. It's very bizarre over the years.
Okay. So
remind me, when we issued the survey, was there a clause in there about confidentiality?
Yeah.
So I don't know that I feel comfortable making written comment available that could easily potentially identify somebody. I think that we just need to make sure what we make available for people to consume in terms of results are, there's no identifying information on the off chance that someone could, you know, there might be revealing information. I don't know. We just need to be sensitive to that.
Yeah. Rez, since you're chair, why don't you take a look at them and see if there's any identifying information? I don't think there was.
I think that from what I recall, but I'll check. I'm definitely going to check because I don't want any identifying information in there. But I thought everyone who submitted a survey just had a number. And so they submitted the number that only the village knew who got that number. But we'll check again. It's a valid point, Lydia. I'm going to make sure that this responses we received only have that ID number and nothing else that will relate to an individual.
What we're saying,
identifying information though, Rez, is also things that would be able to locate somebody near where they live.
In the comments, when they say, I'm one house away from a public school, there's only three public schools, you could live in one of six houses. You know what I mean? That's the kind of stuff that we're looking for that, you know, people can be identified by.
All right, you can always redact that part.
That's all right.
Can I just insert something because I'll forget this otherwise? Dan, you had asked about editing for your charts that you sent. The one you did do one typo, which was you have strongly agree for a column, and then you don't have a strongly disagree. You have an agree next to it. So the column heading itself needs to be changed.
I've got strongly disagree, agree, neutral, agree, strongly
disagree. It should be disagree. It's strongly disagree, disagree.
Oh, I see. Thank you. I will fix that and send it out to be redistributed. See?
Okay.
Thank you.
Easy to miss.
Okay.
It's completely fixed.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And so I'm going to do my homework in terms of the redactions relating to any identifiable information. And if anything else that sparks up, I'll bring it back to the group. That takes care of Any other comments about Dan's draft results survey chart? No. And that's going to be an exhibit, right, to the report. Okay.
Yeah, I imagine it's going to be an appendix.
Right.
To it as Appendix A.
Appendix A. Okay. Perfect.
But we might have other appendices we want to include.
Yes. Okay. Okay. And I'm thinking about, should we also put in a, no, I take that back. I was going to say, do we need a sample of the actual blank survey that went out? But I'm not sure if we actually do, because Dan's survey lists the question itself on there with the percentages. So yeah, I don't think we're going to need that at all. So, okay. All right. If there's any other comments about Dan's draft, and thank you very much for taking the first shot at that, let us know. In the meantime, though, if nobody has additional comments on that now, I would like to see if we can go through Lydia's draft and see what people think. And Lydia, I don't know if you want to walk us through it or, and you have, does Lydia, do you prefer that you share, and you do it? Okay,
that's fine. All right. Just so everybody has context, yeah. I sent Rez you a copy and left it up to you to decide whether or not to disseminate to the entire committee because of time, because I know people get upset if they don't have a full 2 weeks to review.
Right.
So I'm prepared to share what I've drafted thus far with the report. And I mean, it can be, obviously it's a work in progress.
Sure.
But in trying to capture what we've done, why it matters, what it's important, and then really thinking about what our charge is as a committee and what we need to report to the village. So I'm happy to share that and walk everybody through where I am thus far.
Okay. And just so the group knows, I will send this draft to everyone, but I'm going to let Lydia walk us through it now, and everybody else will have the hard copy. By email, sorry, didn't send it sooner. But
can everybody see my screen?
Yes.
Okay. So just the guts in terms of Word, you know, a Word document, nothing pretty, but just a basic, you know, here's what we found, here's our report, a little intro about what we were tasked to do. It really is about assessing the age friendliness of the village of River Forest, right? And so I think it's important, as I was drafting this and writing it, it's important to remember that these findings, I think what we present necessitates that an action plan, a comprehensive action plan to become age friendly and to be age friendly certified through AARP gets set into motion. But I think it's clear that we remind the readers and those who have our findings that our job wasn't actually to create that action plan. So this report reflects very much what we found and supports the need to move forward to create an AARP age-friendly action plan. And it reads accordingly. So again, what we were charged to do, who was part of the committee, who the members are, just a basic introduction, on what age friendly is, why it's important, just some definitions, some background and context about President Aducci asking us. We formulated the committee in August of 2020, correct?
Mm-hmm, correct.
Okay. And feel free, if anybody wants to jump in here and interrupt or what have you, please do so. But again, just some context about what we were charged to do, who charged us to do it, and what our goal is. And then again, this is about providing people important information that can help the village construct, implement, and evaluate an age-friendly action plan for the village of River Forest.
If I may, credit really should be given to the village board for creating authorizing the committee. We all too often don't recognize the village board for creating this, but they did. Also, throughout this, village should not be capitalized. And when you refer to the age-friendly committee, that should be capitalized.
Okay, so I'm going to say maybe with some of the editorial style, maybe comments, we can hold those until the end and just get through the guts of it. But I'll note that. Anybody else?
Lydia, is it worth an attaching a copy of the ordinance, of village board ordinance that created this?
Yeah, making an appendix.
Yes, I think making an appendix. So I keep your language the way it is, and then maybe just refer to, you know, C exhibit or appendix, whatever it's going to be labeled.
Well, we can.
And if you need it, let me know.
I'll that would be great. If you could send that to me, that would be great. So I just provided an overview of what age friendly is, what ARP is. I'm sorry, can you all just hold on for one moment while I deal with annoying animals that I'm sure you can hear?
Okay.
That was probably a guinea pig making all that noise. While we're on break, Debbie, how are you feeling? Complete recovery?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It took me about, 2 weeks. I think I'm still tired and I still cough. But other than that, my COVID experience was memorable. But I have a feeling it won't be my last one, you know?
We do have
the way things. The way things are going, but now I know what to expect. But thank you. Yeah, no, it was. Okay.
You guys can see yourselves, right? Can you see the, okay. So we're gonna include the ordinance and I'll clean up capitalization and all of that stuff. We can include it as Appendix B. I just did a background on, you know, the overview of age friendly, what it is, why it's important, how it intersects with the WHO, included the domains so people would have some context about, you know, what we were trying to capture, what we were trying to understand and in the categories that in the survey that we created. I was thinking as I was writing this, and again, this is all up for discussion and how we want this to look, but we could take Dan's document and color code if we wanted to, if they're not already delineated, like the subdomains or the domains in which we were asking questions so that people just have a visual. An explanation.
I was just going to say, I like that idea, actually.
I do, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think we could capture even these, you know, these colors are seem to be pretty basic. Mm-hmm. So that might be nice. That way people can see kind of why we were asking the questions and how they aligned with the larger ARP model.
Correct.
Yeah, if you'll send me that page or that chart, I'll before I resend you the spreadsheet, I'll color code it.
And then just, you know, again, listing what those 8 domains are so people who have the report have context. So some of it just background. And then, you know, what did we do? Write an explanation of the survey that we created. You know, what our goals were in terms of creating, disseminating, and analyzing the results. I couldn't remember the sample size, but I think we want to include that.
Okay, yeah. Elijah, I'm sorry, Lydia, I totally agree with you. Elijah, can you give us
sample size and also response rate?
Yeah, meaning the sample size.
Pardon?
Then you have it in what the ultimate numbers are, Elijah. If you don't have it now, but send it to Lydia, which is how many were sent out, how many were responded to, et cetera. That, yeah, I know you have that in an email somewhere. So,
because we had a good response rate.
Correct.
So we could contextualize that too.
Okay. Remember, don't count the ones that
I can forward her that information.
Okay, so go ahead, Dan. Don't count which ones?
Yeah, don't the ones that were returned because the addresses were no good anymore.
Correct.
Don't count those.
Okay.
I would recommend another appendix where you really detail the procedures. of how you went about, how we went about getting a representative sample, all that. I wouldn't put it in this body, but definitely an appendix, because anybody who interprets a survey has to see that.
Does anybody want to take a volunteer at writing that?
If Rez will work with me, I'll take a stab at it. So you can fill in the gaps.
It's correct. And, you know, I definitely work with you, Dan, because I think not only if I'm not only the actual statistics, but remember when we sent out the letter, when we sent out the mailing, that type of process, which was, I think, helpful in terms of that. So, yes. Okay. And do we need, we don't need copies of the invite letter and the follow-up postcards, right?
No.
We just talk about them. Okay. Yeah. All right. I thought we didn't, but I just wanted to confirm. Okay.
Okay, so that will be Appendix C. And then just going through and listing in the major domains from the work that Jim and Dan did, and that we reached consensus on, and we can detail that out too, if that makes sense, either in an append in the procedures section. We want to do our consensus process, but our key areas in terms of being in the domains of housing, outdoor spaces and buildings, social participation, and communication and information. And there was one question about civic participation. So I just wrote narrative. I didn't detail out percentages, only in a couple places where they were really impactful. But, you know, just talking about the themes, if you will, about housing, right? We definitely had a pretty solid, considerable percentage of people saying that they wanted to age in their community, right? They wanted to age in River Forest. But I think there were questions that led us to pay attention to the fact that some of that means then that housing, right, and building structure needs to be age appropriate. And so I tried to capture some of the respondents asked if they were considered modifying or living in a dwelling unit. A quarter of those respondents indicated they would be willing to modify or live in age-friendly modified home. Outdoor spaces, right? We had some action and some signal in the noise about people wanting more safer streets, well-lit streets, both for wayfinding, walking, and driving at night. And people wanted, to have more places to rest and to sit down as they moved about the village. And those seem to me like things that are modifiable. Social participation, right? People talked about wanting more occasions to meet people and a more of a variety in event and activity programming and more opportunities for social involvement with the village in general or in the village. And then communication and information. Again, we've talked about it before, but people talking about not knowing about age-related services and then not knowing exactly how to access them if they did need them. So I think there probably our recommendations to the village would be to create somehow an even better communication plan, even though I think we do have a good one. I know it's a toss-up between some of the stuff. You don't look for it until you need it. But maybe there is a way that there could be different repositories of information in different places. I don't know. But I tried to capture some of the findings around in written text around communication information. And then similarly with civic participation, people wanted more opportunities to become more civically engaged.
So can I just ask a question on one of the issues that you said, and you can maybe point me to it. And which question, go back to communication information, on which question do people, 60% say they wanted more information about older adult services and how to access them?
I believe, I mean, that was the percentage that was, let's see. It was some of the notes from when Jim and Dan were going back and forth and we had discussion about it.
I mean, I know that it says, I know what services for older adults are available in River Forest, and there's 41% who say they don't, strongly or not, and then there's 25% who are neutral, and the same thing, I know how to access them, but I don't see where they say they want to.
Okay, I can change the wording.
I mean, some might not know because they don't look, they don't care to know, they don't need it.
Yeah, we only have less than 6% actually using older adult services in River Forest. That's question 26. Only 6%. And I think that, you know, with your comment about being supportive of living with, for people living in dementia, with dementia, I think it's fair to say there was overwhelming, we're talking 75% supporting River Forest being a dementia-friendly community.
Mm-hmm.
And we only had 4.6% against it. That's a landslide.
That's one of those apple pie and mother, though. I mean, you know,
that's
like
true. There's a lot of apple pie and mother in these.
Yeah. I mean, why be against it? It's a good thing, you know? Yeah. Are you passionate? I don't know. But, you know, it's that kind of thing.
I think it's a self-protective thing.
So, yeah, I mean, I can adjust wording and, you know, differently capture some of the interpretation. But I think what probably does need committee input is how then these key, and if I've missed something from going through Dan and Jim's spreadsheets, by all means, you know, please speak now. But I think that those were the key areas that we identified up to be of moderate or high concern for people.
I think, you know, this is just me thinking at being a reader of somebody who might, you know, being the reader who will see this and be in charge of maybe making an action plan. I see these as leading into the recommendations or supporting recommendations, like a summary level after seeing like what really popped in the survey. I would really want to know what popped, where are some like really strong things? And I think I would want to know quantitative. I want to know, I would not know statistics on it. I even think that, you know, saying that there's like all of these different, I think it's important that there's a number of items where a third of the respondents are just neutral on them. You know, what does that mean? Because I would think that some action might be to gather more qualitative data from people. And well, so you don't get that out of these. So I wouldn't want the raw data as my only data that I have. And I don't want a summary as my only data. I want to see statistics, I think.
Numbers, I think to support, substantiate claims, but also, I mean, I think that's one thing to say, here's a summation of what we found, but I think that the general age-friendly recommendations, and I put some of them down, highlighted some where I think we really need to take the opportunity to do some solid recommendation where we operationalize the themes into concrete steps that lead to an action plan.
I agree. No, so I'm just saying, you know, I between that, the summary level and these recommendations, I'd want to see some data that's going to jar me and say, God, yeah, I really need to do this. I'll go with this recommendation. 75% of the people said that. Yeah, that's strong. But I'm fine, you know, that's just a comment. I think we should move to the recommendations that you said, because I think that's where you're saying you want some input right now.
Okay.
I mean, these are, you know, again, I think a first recommendation is encouraging the village to move forward with creating the action plan that's measurable and that can be presented to ARP so we can be in the network of age-friendly communities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of them are more generic. I think, you know, recommendation 5, 6, and 7 really depend on using our survey and using our findings and Barbara, to your point, you know, using the statistical significance of our findings to establish a true need, or in some cases, the lack of significance or the lack of response. And I also think when I was writing and trying to think through some of this, we didn't ask about, I mean, we asked about safety in a generic way in the way ARP does, but I think that there, I feel like we would be remiss to not talk about emergency preparedness and having a safety plan should there be some sort of, you know, situation that was similar to Highland Park here in River Forest in the future for older adults. So I don't know, I think that might be important to include just as, while it wasn't captured in our data, given certain social realities, those might be important. Emergency preparedness might be important.
I would agree with Lydia that the report really should be broader than just the results of the survey. I think it needs to be a mashup or a combination of the what we found from the surveying with sound policies and practices for being age friendly that we can derive from the literature.
Yeah, and from what I recall on the ordinance that was passed, it was to do the survey, review the survey, come up with findings and recommendations for an action plan for the village. Mm-hmm. So we would be, or the village is expecting some action plan by recommendation from this committee. And we may not have all the answers to make a complete recommendation, but there may be things that, based on the survey, and I'm just saying hypothetically, the village may want to pursue looking further into these areas or whatever, something along those lines too, if we feel that way. I just didn't want this group to think that we had to come up with only hard recommendations. It might be doing further, further work, further investigation. I'm anticipating, not jumping ahead here, is that we would be doing some type of focus groups too after we get this, because I think that's one of the next steps too when pursuing AARP or recognition, is holding town meetings, et cetera, or some type of focus meetings with the group, with the community. So that's still going to be coming forth as well. So this is just something that we wanted to start focusing on. At least the initial step of what we should be looking at, but it's not exclusive of everything else. So I hope that helps a little bit.
I'm this is a really good start, but you've got, that's the end of it, recommendation 7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, it's this is a really good start. I think it needs some fleshing out.
Oh, for sure.
I'd be happy to work with you on that. I did this with the financial committee back in 2008 when we were dealing with the recession. And I can tell you, as Jim, the chair was very grateful for fleshing it out in the language that anybody can understand, including people totally unfamiliar with finances. So I think I can help you with that. And don't worry about the formatting or anything at this stage. Let's try and get the content figured out. And then we can deal with the format and then make it real easy for people to read. But this is a really great start. I very much appreciate the work you put into this.
Yeah. And I think some of it, like to your point, I mean, I don't know zoning language. I don't know that we're expected on this committee too, but I mean, maybe there are specific places in some of the zoning language that lend themselves to, you know, using an age-friendly rubric that we as a committee could create, right, for all village business.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a one-page checklist rubric that anybody making any decisions in the village should be considering, right? Similarly to DEI work, right? I mean, are you doing this? Is this age friendly? That becomes part of the check, you know, the
checkboard.
Yeah, I mean, we could be, it's very likely we may want to recommend that some amendments be made to the village's comprehensive plan that would introduce age friendliness into the review of development projects. and village decision-making process, just make it a routine part of it.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And that's sort of, I mean, you know, expanding upon recommendation two.
So I'm just looking up here, and it looks like ARP did a rating in 2020. And I think it would be really good to bring that in, you know, because these are the same categories, and we're ARP rated River Forest and what our survey has to say. And I would, you know, I'd be willing to take a crack at that, you know, because it talks about housing, it talks about what our rating is in each of those areas. And if we go beyond what our survey says and is going into that age friendliness, especially if there's recommendations for an action plan for our friendliness, I think it's probably important to put something like that in. And I think that, you know, expanding to what ARP has found and what it uses to develop its index for ratings, then you would really get at those kinds of things like technology and emergency preparedness and have a basis for it, because you're also bringing in this whole body of knowledge and statistical analysis.
And Barbara, are you suggesting that with what you just said, are you suggesting having a separate section on what ARP, you know?
I would put the ARP ratings of that as another appendix to have.
Okay.
But I think as writing a report, we need to draw some interpretations to bring out to people. We can't just throw information at people and say, figure it out, you know?
Okay.
So I haven't looked at it until just right now. You know, I have looked at these before, like 2 or 3 years ago when I was doing other work on this kind of stuff, but I haven't looked at River Forests and thought about it at all until, you know, in relation to what our survey results are, but that kind of makes me curious actually.
Okay. Yeah, that is it would be useful, I think, right? Like if this is the destination that's important, where are we today? Where do we need to be and how do we get there?
Mm-hmm. And I mean, if you want, you can do a whole comparison between this and Evanston. You can pull any of these up online and say, how do we compare with Evanston on these things? You know, they do a natural one of how we compare nationally on, you know, what the national median is versus River Forest, but you can also do your own. So I'll take a look at this and some of the things, you know, I won't write it up as a report, but I'll write some thoughts of where we have stuff on housing and what they say and if there's a connection between it.
Okay.
Lydia, could you scroll back to where you have that chart and I'll take a screenshot of it so you don't have to send me anything?
Is that helpful?
Okay, just a second here. Yep, I got it. Thank you.
So I don't know at this point, Rez, if it makes, I don't know, like if we want to talk collectively about, given what we have uncovered in terms of, you know, sort of not sticky points, but where there was action in our survey, if we want to brainstorm recommendations, if that's a discussion, I don't know what our next steps need to be about concrete recommendations that are specific, right?
Correct. And that would be great. Let's see if we can talk about this just in terms of next steps. Do people, and I know we just got it, we saw the draft right now, and I want to use people's time effectively. So is it something we are ready to do today, like now, or is it something that when everybody gets this draft? And I got a question before I say that. I asked Elijah to send it to the committee, this current draft that you just saw, to the full committee. So Elijah, did you send it to everybody right now? Or?
I've not gotten a chance to. I was going to send it right after this meeting.
Okay, send it to the group after this meeting. So you're going to get what Lydia just went through. Obviously, it looks like Lydia's going to make an update or make some amendments to it. But the reason I'm asking is then, do people want to look at that or and make some additional recommendations or findings, et cetera, input into that document, some form or fashion? I know Barb is going to look at what she found with ARP and see if there's any interest, for lack of a better word, interesting comparables, how, you know, what our survey found versus what ARP had. But is there any other recommendations you want to talk about now? I think that's what Lydia was asking, if there's any hard recommendations that we can make now, or is it something you just want to look at it or is or add to it later as you see the report? We're going to
have a more general question, and it goes to what you had said, what our charge is. So if it's to help put... Is it to recommend an action plan or is it to actually get down a couple levels of details and say what should be in that action plan? Because that would mean what I'm asking for, if that's what it is, if it's the latter, then it's almost like what level should the recommendations be at? So that's the bigger question I have right now, is not necessarily what recommendations to do based on what Lydia has written. Is it's like, are we staying at that level of generality? Are we breaking them down and going into more detail? What level of detail should we be at?
And to answer your question, Barbara, in general, the board just left it as an action plan. We didn't want to say specifics. They were being respectful to the committee to come up with whatever the level of specificity it had, you know, and the expectations, if you want to call it that, are somewhat varied, meaning we may be very specific about certain findings and or areas of these domains and others that we may think about, like, for example, I'm just hypothetical, transportation, we really don't have a lot that we can do with that, but maybe it's something that we could talk more generically about, you know, something like that. I'm just trying to come up with, I think it could be a varied action plan where we can say on these specific domains or areas, we are recommending to the board that they do 1, 2, 3, 4, and then and others, they may just say, you know, transportation is somewhat limited in rural forests. Maybe they can explore other ways of what I'm thinking. So for example, working with other neighboring village in terms of trying to combine transportation efforts, because we're not the only one, meaning River Forest, the village is not the only one having issues with transportation. And we started talking to other villages about maybe we ought to look at, instead of just looking at our village boundaries, maybe start to look more regional about how we can all work together in terms of widening the barriers of the transportation and somehow working out some mechanism between all the villages so we don't have to, you know, our residents don't have to just in River Forest, for example, they can travel to other villages, areas and then the villages somehow work out the financing or whatever those arrangements would be. I'm just talking out loud here, but that's what I'm saying, Barbara, that it could be something as generic as that for us to look at and without not necessarily having specific detailed recommendations, but something like that. And it could be varied like that. So I'm just trying to answer your question, which is how much do we have to do?
I think we should build on what Rez was talking about there. I think that in terms of actions that can be taken, we should be identifying those that the village can take on its own, that the village can take on in partnership with the township, the library, et cetera, whatever services there are locally, and those that are more regional in nature that would be taken on with Oak Park, Forest Park, et cetera, and those that might be even a larger Chicago region issue. I don't know how it's going to pan out, but we should be able to identify those sorts of things in our document. And I'd like to suggest, you know, this is a really good start, that we, if Lydia could within the next week do her further refinement and then get this out to us in about a week, that we all take the time to look at it very carefully and be very thoughtful and be ready at our next meeting to either submit fleshing out further refinements to the draft or really be able to talk about recommendations and supportive material that we might want to put into the report. So we all get a chance to really think it out, because it's going to require some thought and by each of us.
And Dan, I was going to take what you just said. If people have ideas, thoughts, suggestions, whatever, if they can submit it before, as soon as they have their, submit it to Elijah. And what I'm going to ask, Elijah is going to put the list together of the comments. I mean, we can even cut and paste, but we can start putting it together so that we like to send that around even before the meeting. That doesn't mean, by all means, it doesn't mean that the next meeting, if you come up with something that day, you can of course raise it. That's not a problem. But I'm trying to get as much done before, as people are thinking this through, that we could send it to Elijah. He'll start collecting these ideas, send them around to the whole group so we can all see what those ideas are. Go ahead.
I love that idea. Can I just add like two things? Sure. To it? First one is, can we make sure we do this all with everybody in the spirit of it's brainstorming? It's not like anything to judge. It's totally brainstorming and can trigger other thoughts. And maybe keep it organized according. I mean, Lydia, what you did was really give us such a good organizational scheme so we could put it under certain topics and then it'll be more organized, I think.
Okay.
I'm just going back to the, like even what the Age Friendly Advisory Ad Hoc Committee, if you look at the Village's website, in some ways we're doing the baseline assessment, but we also not only are doing recommendations, but we're actually, I think, expected to put together the plan.
Yeah. We'll find a lot of very useful stuff. I know I keep bringing this up, but maybe now is the time to take a look at it in that Planning Advisory Service report from the American Planning Association that was distributed early on. It basically gives you a whole list of things in each of these different domains that cities can actually do that may have some good ones for us to be recommending. So it's, again, I encourage everyone to take a look at that report. And if you don't have it, Elijah could send it out again.
Yeah, that would be great. I do think, given the nature of the age-friendly ARP framework, that to truly submit the age-friendly action plan and evaluation plan takes way more buy-in from people, like way beyond our power structure on this committee. So even though we're technically charged with creating the plan, I think given who we are as a body and what we can do, we really can only make recommendations for what we think that action plan should look like. But it's ultimately up to the Village to make that commitment and to sign off on it.
One of the really nice things as I'm going through the ARP ratings scheme, you know, and it evaluating different communities, is there are certain things that just are saying, does the community have this? But then there's also, does the city or community have these policies? And so in bringing that in, we have a real strong basis for saying, this is one of the things that is part of an ARP-friendly designation, and it's a policy, and Daniel loved this. There's a policy about, do state laws facilitate the creation of local accessory dwelling units? So that's an ARP policy in there, you know, that is not checked off for River Forest, obviously. But we've got some good guidelines because they specify policies for every one of these different categories. And I'm not saying we need to take those policies per se like that. I mean, from my own view, from the ADUs, it's you can have policies that help with that, but you also want to have policies that kind of guard against people flipping those things and just developers setting in, as that's happened in so many communities too. So you've got to push and pull on a lot of things. So I think we, you know, thinking that through would be really very productive for all of us, I think.
Okay. So Barb, what you said earlier about brainstorming, that's fine. again, this is just to try to get us thinking and completing something. So, okay. Okay, so as people brainstorm ideas, thoughts, recommendations, whatever, send them over to Elijah as soon as they come to your mind. He'll start collecting them and then we'll send them out. Hopefully maybe no later than a week before the meeting. If we can do it sooner, we can. Go ahead. Dan's going to say something.
Well, I just like to suggest that Elijah send them out as he gets them.
Because okay.
I think the comments people make will affect everybody else and
okay.
probably be more productive if we get them quickly.
Okay. All right.
And I'll get this tidied up and resent to you, Elijah.
Okay. That's terrific. Thank you, Lydia.
Elijah, how do you want to receive these? Do you want them just like, here's an idea, or do you want us to like send you back the draft and it's inserted in the draft someplace?
Whichever is more convenient for you is fine.
My preference would be is if you can get it to a point inserting it in the draft so we can all look where it would fit, I think that would be more helpful from my perspective. But if it's not limited to that. So if you have just an idea and where you think it could be, that's fine. But I think it focuses, I tend to see that it focuses us more when we actually almost see it in writing in the report and then we react to it. That would be my preference, but.
Then going along with what Dan had said about turning it around so we each see it,
that
we're just churning a lot. I mean, I don't know, this is adding to your work, Elijah, but if you could like just kind of aggregate them and then get us a draft maybe 2 days before the meeting so we see what everybody said, that would be helpful.
And Dan, that's what I think I was trying to say in a different way. And I said a week, because I was afraid that would happen. What if you submit something in a one way and then somebody else submits it in a different way and it's coming at different directions and it might cause people to, I don't know if the right word is, respond or think about what they saw first and think the second, you know, I don't know. And I'm open to either one, but that's what I was trying to work. That's why I thought if we have one comprehensive list, go ahead.
Suggest that we do it the same way that we've been doing it, that as people make edits, as everybody gets a color.
Okay.
Things are added. Nothing's written in stone. We're just brainstorming. These ideas get thrown in. They need to be applied to the specific areas and categories as they're applicable. I think that only makes sense. You know, and this committee hasn't had a history of swamping Village Hall with response.
Okay. You know,
we've got a pretty light kind of flow of work that goes on here. So I'm not worried about 80 documents floating back in the next 4 weeks, unless things change dramatically. I would think it's probably people have the time to take a run through, they'll submit their thoughts, and then hopefully if they do it sooner rather than later, it can then be compiled and shared with the committee in a timely manner so that people have time to review it.
Okay. So Jim, you raise a good point. So here's, and maybe let's do this as a, well, maybe a compromise. We'll go with, as people submit their comments, responses, we'll try to we'll try to amend that section. And if people react and send Elijah a different comment that either adds to it, subtracts to it, or is inconsistent with it, we would try to make send an update relating to that section. So almost, I guess, submitting with Elijah, and I can help him with this, is that we'll try to coordinate as responses come in, we'll send them out. And then if another response relates to that, we'll send out another amendment to that section, if you want to call it that. That way you'll sort of keep track of it. And I see what you're saying. I originally wanted to avoid any confusion of different drafts, but I think, as Jim points out, yes, I think he's correct. It's not like we all submit multiple copies at one time. So I think we'll be able to work this out.
Are we allowed to do Google Docs and just do it? I mean, then we have it's a running
calculation. And I don't know if people are comfortable with that. And no, okay.
Not at all comfortable with it.
Okay. So, okay. So I guess that, no, Barbara, just send out your idea. We'll try to put the comprehensive package and update that as they come in. So if Dan sends us something in 2 weeks from now, after 1 week after Lydia, Barb sends something 1 day thereafter, we'll try to keep up with these amendments and send out the amendments. And what I'm going to try to do is when we send out an amendment, it's going to incorporate what, for example, if Dan sends the first response a day later, Barb, our amendment with Barb will still include Dan's. It'll be like a running tabulation of all the comments. So the latest amendment will be the current version with everyone's comments so far as of that date. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
I should tell you, I've already sent that report to Elijah to distribute tomorrow. So you should be getting it soon. It's 3.5 megabytes in size, which hopefully isn't a problem for anyone.
Okay. And Dan, did you send the PDF or is it a link to the document?
It's a PDF.
Yeah. PDF, okay. All right. So Elijah, put that on your radar. Did you receive it? Okay, because if you have, then if you don't receive it, let us know. Because depending on the signs, I just want to make sure everybody receives it. Okay. So we should be okay. All right.
I want to emphasize, I'm not saying we should be putting everything that's in there, but we probably will find some useful things in there that we might want to be recommending the village do that mm-hmm. will achieve the goals that we have in mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Gives us some good concrete stuff.
Okay. Any other thoughts, comments, suggestions? Okay, if not, then I know our next meeting is on August the 10th, same time, 6:00. And so far, the governor continues to issue the mandates. So unless something changes before then we'll still be able to continue to meet in Zoom. But I'm watching that more frequently as we get along. Today he just stopped, at least for higher ed, he stopped vaccination and testing requirements. It's still in place for elementary and secondary, but he said higher ed, you don't no longer have to vaccinate or test anymore. At least not mandated. He encourages it, but it's not mandated anymore. So I'm starting to see maybe he's going to start retracting some of this stuff. So, but so far, so good. In terms of our Zoom abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, that makes me very glad my grandchildren are still in high school and middle school and not in college yet.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And think twice about dual credit if they're, because that will be a problem. But all right, then, next meeting again, August 10th. If there's no further thoughts, comments, then I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll motion to adjourn.
Okay, Jim, any second? Okay, Lydia? Okay, raise your hand. All right, then, let's roll call, please, Elijah.
Chairperson Vasquez?
Yes.
Committee member Lauber?
Yes.
Committee member Frederick?
Yes.
Committee member Flanagan?
Yes.
Committee member Manning?
Yes.
Committee member Murrow?
Yes.
Committee member Kwan?
Helen? Okay.
Yes.
Hello? Yes. Okay. So thank you, Helen. Okay. All right, then. Thanks. Thank you all, and good evening.
Okay.